It feels like a case of long time no see. I think it's 18 days since the Tottenham game. What have you and the players been working on in that time?
Obviously, with international break, it's one of those difficult times for us in terms of not having the squad to fully work with. So the players that don't go away, we've been working hard with making sure that they're, fresh, ready, looking sharp, ready to go this week. And then watching the rest of them play for their international countries, which has been quite a successful window for our girls. So that's been quite enjoyable as well.
And in terms of team news, what can you tell us? I know Shania was taken off the last game. How's she doing?
She returned to the pitch to do a bit of straight line running today, but she won't be involved this weekend. She's just out of the sling, so yeah, we'll be missing her this weekend, that's for sure. Some good news for a change, which is nice to bring. I'm sure some of you might have seen that Rachel Furniss played for our 21s last week and got 45 minutes. So I hope to see her returning to the match day squad, which is great. And Naomi's been back in training as well, so really pleased that she may have some available minutes for the weekend. Not sure what that looks like yet, but there's a couple of good news get back to pitch moments.
Yeah, I did spot that about Rachel. It's obvious what she'll bring to the squad, should she be selected this weekend.
And it's been a long time out for her, and I know that it means a lot to her to be able to get back to the pitch. And she's been, she's been great to have around, getting back ready to play. And yeah, she's typical Rachel Furniss at the moment and raring to go.
What's the mentality? It feels like we're now going into the final straight. There's a month of the season there or thereabouts to go. How hard, how easy is it to ignore the league table and just focus on your next fixture, which is Arsenal this weekend?
Yeah, I mean it's been sat on our shoulders the whole time, hasn't it? Where we're sat in the league, it's not a new feeling. What is the difference is the time that's ticking away and the games left to make a difference. And to be honest, the team have been really, really positive, really driven. And today's training session with everyone back in was really positive, and we haven't wavered in that, regardless of what the result looks like, where we're at in the table. And it's not wavering yet. So while we're still in it, we very much feel as a team and a united front that we are in it, and we're not giving up until, I don't think this team will give up in terms of making sure they do the right thing and work hard. So I've got no question and doubt on the character of this team.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how much is that on you as head coach to tell the players that we can still do this, we can still close that gap, or do you have a squad of players that have the positive energy to believe that themselves?
We don't, it's not something we talk about really. As in, like, we don't need that last push of we're still in it. We've had one probably wobble after the Brighton result, which we were really disappointed at. But since then, it's been, kind of get strapped back in, off we go. And the team drive it. They want to do the best. They want to make sure that although we haven't won or got the points that we wanted, each time teams and yourselves say, like, you're so close, you're this, you look strong at that, the goals that we've scored are exciting. And I think that's still going to be an ambition, regardless of what it looks like in the outcome. So I'm really pleased that the group have that drive and ambition still.
Can you take confidence from your performance against Arsenal earlier this season? Quite possibly one of your best home performances of the season.
Yeah, and I think when we look at the last few games as well, and that Spurs, although frustrating with just one goal in it, I think the moments against Man United as well show that we are not far away from those again. Like we have shifted a little bit. We've had some poor performances, but the performances of recent and the performances against Arsenal absolutely drive us forward, and we want to do our best and still believe that there's something we can get out of the game.
And finally, an assessment of Arsenal, third in the table, a bit of a spring in their step, I'm sure, after winning some silverware.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're They're great to watch. They move the ball so well. Their style and identity can be picked out, and I think that's something you have to look at them and say, "Wow, we know that we're gonna spend long periods of the game without the ball." They move it so well, and they try and break us down. So, we have to be aware of their threats. Last time that threat was Katie McCabe from a second phase of a corner. So I think they've got many differences in where and how they can see a game out, and we just need to be aware of what those can look like. And the girls have taken on the information, the game plan really well today, and I'm hoping that we get to see some of that, and we stay in the game for longer, which allows us to build.
Thank you, Laura. Speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Hi, Lauren. Sorry, I'm on a dodgy computer with no camera in the office, so apologies. The BBC for you. Just on the back of Rich asking there about Arsenal winning the Conti Cup, do you think the international break came at a good time for yourselves in terms of giving them a bit of a break from riding that high of winning the silverware?
I mean, I probably haven't looked at it from an Arsenal lens, really, and how they're feeling. I looked at it from us. It helped us, this game being shifted from that weekend to this one, because it means that we have some players back on the pitch that we wouldn't have had then. So I'm just going to be selfish in that answer and say it's helped us because we've got a stronger squad available.
And just looking at these final five games now, obviously three of the last five are kind of home games for you. I know you've spoken a lot in the past about the importance of Ashton Gate for yourselves. How key do you think the home crowd and the home advantage is going to be for you in these last five games in your WSL fight for survival?
That's a difficult one, because at home we haven't been able to give the fans any points yet. It's still absolutely something we're chasing, and want to be able to give the fans. So I hope that that's the driver. We love playing at Ashton Gate. We love turning up, and the fans have been incredible all year. So I know that that will continue in these last three games at home. And I hope that every fan is sat there thinking they need to be there behind us as well, because if we do something special, get those points that we deserve to show the fans, they want to be sat there, roaring, screaming us on.
And I know you don't often want to say that games are kind of must win for yourselves, but are you now in a stage where every game is must win?
Yeah, we've been in the stage for a while. They are must win. It doesn't change the preparation. It doesn't change the outcome. But we've been wanting this for a long time. It's still a force for us. So I think the last, well, since Christmas, every game's been must win, if I'm honest.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you so much for your time. Please, could I just follow up on a couple of things you said to Richard about the squad staying positive and not giving up? Can you tell us a bit more about how have you managed to foster that environment and that attitude, in spite of the situation in the table? How have you been able to keep that going?
I think it comes down to two things. Part of it was recruitment. When we recruited the team, it's about the person and the player, and the project at Bristol City. We just get promoted. We knew it was going to be difficult, that we weren't just going to go in and leapfrog loads of teams. So it was key to get the right people in terms of their ambition, the realism through and into this team. And that comes down to the people, not just the player, like I said. So they need to have the realism. The other part is the honesty. The group are honest with each other. We're honest as a team in terms of where we're sat, what we need to do, and how it looks, and what your next steps might be. Like if we do well, we stay up, great. Everyone wants that. Option B, well, we've got another year. Perhaps we go down, we want to go back up. Whatever that looks like, everybody knows that honestly, it doesn't end in May for anyone. And I think everyone's got a long-term plan. We're on a journey. Whatever that looks like for everyone, they know that they're all in right now, trying to make sure that we stay in the WSL. And then the future is still bright. We've got a really young team, so it's not like they're ending their careers here, or worried about what's next. They're great players. They're going to have a great future, whether it's with us, not with us, in the WSL or not in the WSL. So I think what we've got is ambitious players from day one to the day end of the WSL, and that's the difference, and that's what drives them all.
Thank you. Is that maybe the idea that you're, regardless of what league you're in next year, that things are going to carry on your journey? Is that maybe like a does that help players keep calm and not sort of stress? Because I guess it maybe like 5, 6 years ago in this league, teams who were maybe in the relegation zone were worrying about sort of everyone being put out of contract in the summer, maybe if you go down, or kind of a huge overhaul if a team went down. But it sounds as though you're expecting a relatively stable summer, kind of either way. Is that fair and is that helpful?
I think how the game's changed recently has allowed us to have longer contracts, and we've done that. So we know that what it looks like in both situations. And the players know that as well. They know what they're looking for or what their ambition is. And I think that's helped with that. But yeah, I don't have any worries, and neither should the players, of what Bristol City looks like next year, regardless of our league. We are progressive. We want to work hard. We're going to be a full-time team, whatever that looks like. This wasn't just to get to the WSL and then it falls apart. It's got strong foundations. I signed a new contract last year as well for 3 years, knowing that there could be ups and downs in that. And hopefully that shows the support that we feel here, and yeah, the future really.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for your time and good luck at Arsenal.
Thank you.
Hi, Lauren. Was a 3 week gap allowed you to do them? Perhaps maybe a 2 week gap hasn't allowed you to do. Have you been able to do things a little differently? Have you been able to do a few extra things, perhaps?
Yeah, because that first week before players went away onto international, it allowed us to kind of give them. We changed our week around so that the international players were able to have a couple of days off. So they're normally the ones that get it the toughest because they go straight from club to country without a day off. So we were allowed to make sure that they went into those camps refreshed. And I think we've seen how that's come out the other end of it, because they walked in today and they seemed refreshed. So they've all had a bit of downtime at some point. But that week before, we had an in-house game, really, really probably the best in-house game that we've had in the 3 years that I've been here, in terms of, realistic, competitive, really, really competitive, actually. I reffed it, so I know how that felt. But it felt like a good week to get everybody out on the pitch, work hard, to go away and do what they need to do for their countries, and then back into focus mode. So yeah, that's probably the only difference that it allowed us to do, but it was quite a good feeling.
This is the third time you'll play Arsenal this season. How much of an advantage is it that you've played them twice already, and also having that experience of playing at Meadow Park before?
I think what helps us the most is the league game at home was one of the biggest things, because of that was the first time that we felt like we really competed, worked hard, didn't get what we felt. Yes, they were the better team, but we were so close. I think that gives a little bit of drive. The fact that we've been there, I think that's always handy to know, because it just gives you the familiarisation and the players know what to expect. And again, we had a good game there, a different squad almost, because it was the Conti Cup. But we know what we're coming up against, in terms of the quality of Arsenal as well, and how it feels to not have the ball too much.
After that Conti Cup game, Emma Hayes obviously said some words about Jonas Eidevall. Gareth Taylor's been in the past saying some words as well. I wondered, from your experiences, how have you found Jonas on the sideline?
He's passionate. I get on with him. I don't think there's a manager I don't get on with and respect. And yeah, that's obviously something personal that's happened that day. But he's passionate. Emma's passionate, and I think we saw that happen in real life.
And you know, you used to talk about injuries at the beginning. Can I ask about Carrie? How is she progressing in her injury? What's her status going into this weekend?
She's still a bit of an unknown. She did train today for the first time, which is great, but it's very close to the weekend. So we'll see how she comes out of training today to make a decision on a weekend. But yeah, she's come along really, really quickly, which is great, because this is earlier than expected to be able to be discussing her, really. So I'm pleased by her rehab, whether it's this weekend or next weekend where we might see her. That's still TBC.
One final one for me. I have to ask you about Wales. Obviously, two really good wins to open Rhian Wilkinson's campaign. Ella got minutes, Liv got minutes, and Fionn finally got a goal for Wales. Just what do you make of those games, and how happy are you for Fionn?
For all of them, because they've come back with something that they all wanted. Ella hasn't had a competitive start before. Liv's got clean sheets, and Fionn's got the goal. So you can see it in them as they walk in today, how proud they are to play for the badge, but also get what they really want. And it's nice. I'm so pleased for all of them, and it's a great start in the campaign, and it takes a bit of pressure off going into the next few, because when you've got sat there with points, you're in a good place. So I think Wales have started well, and I'm pleased that the Bristol City players have started well for them too.
Brilliant. Thank you, Lauren. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hey, Lauren. Hope you're well. You touched on it a little earlier about kind of not having a lot of the possession this weekend. It feels like after the Brighton game, kind of the defensive reaction's been really, really good. I think you've only had one shot on target at the other end. So, kind of, how do you, in a difficult game, how do you kind of become a bit more kind of sharper at the top end of the pitch?
Yeah, and that is something that we've fought with all season, really. The more defensive we become in our structure and our shape, the less accessible we become at the other end. When we do then get higher or change our shape to be more of an attacking one, we tend to open ourselves up, and the Brighton game in particular let in some goals. So I think we're aware of where our strengths and weaknesses are. It's something we've worked on today, is how we're gonna get out of that block, how we're going to make sure that we build up the pitch when we do get those opportunities. And we've done it well against teams. Man United away, we had some good amount of ball. So I know that we can do it. We just have to have the belief to do it. And today I felt like we had that. We just have to be quick and clinical in everything. So even if that's from our build all the way to our finish, there's no time when you play Arsenal. They're right on top of you. It's a bit like Man City. They want to counter press you and score lots of goals. So we know what we're coming up against. We know what we can work on. But luckily, what we've got in the back pocket is we've done it, and we've done it well before in different games. So it's not like we're still chasing something we can't achieve. We know that we can counter well. We know that we can score goals. We can cross well. So we need to rely on doing that in a good way on Sunday.
We know historically how difficult it is for those kind of teams towards the bottom end of the table to get, victories against your Arsenals, Chelsea's, your Man City's. You're going to have to do that, obviously before the end of the season. So I suppose, what do you need to go for you in that in game in the big games, to be able to get a result?
We need to settle into games. If we look at things, we lose things in early in games, and then we're chasing, and then the better we become in the game, you're still chasing. So for me, it's all about keeping the clean sheet for the first half, so that we can make changes, be braver, while the opposition are tired as well. So I think those are key moments for us. It doesn't mean we're down and out if it does happen, but it does make it a lot harder. So that's really our focus, is making sure that we are switched on. We don't get punished for our own errors early on. If we get broken down, cut apart, cut open, and someone scores a worldie, all right, it's easier to take. But when we make a mistake, don't switch on sharp enough to it, and that's the thing that goes against us. It's tough for the team. Because they've got a mountain to climb after that moment.